Shalom Rabosai, good night of Shabbos, a good chodesh. Today is Daf, is Ervin, Daf Yud Beis. And we are here on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis by the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says like this, Hechshe Mavoi, what is the way to fix a Mavoi? Right? We might have thought that we would have started with this, but okay. Either way, how do you fix a Mavoi? Beis Shammai Omrim, Lechi Vekora. You need both a Lechi. Again, that's a board on the side. A korah is a board on top. Beisel amrim olechi okorah. You need either or. Rabbi Elezer, Omer Rabbi Elezer says lechayayim. You need two lechis, one on either side. And the Gemara will ask whether that's including a korah or two lechis even without a korah. Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Talmid Echad lefnei Rabbi Akiva. A Talmud said in the name of Rabbi Yishmael in front of Rabbi Akiva. Lo nechleku beishama beis hillel al mavui shehu pachos me'arba amos. The machlokes between beishama and beis hillel is not by a mavui that is less than four tvachim wide. Meaning the entrance is less than four tvachim wide. That's not the machlokes. Shunitar obelechi obakora. They both agree you can use either or. Ama nechleku. What's the machlokes? Al rachav me'arba amos vi'ad eser. When it's between four and ten amos wide. Rabbi Shammai says both, and Beis Hillel says either or. Rabbi Kiva, Amar Rabbi Kiva, said back to this Talmud, no, the machlokas is by both cases. Okay, so the Gemara says, come on, who is this like? Now, before we get to come on, I guess we should probably preface, right? We've mentioned that there are two types of mavuis. One is open on both sides, and that's something called mafulash. And another type is sasum, when it's closed, on three sides, and it only has one entrance. So the Gemara says, initially the Gemara assumes that we're talking about a mavui mafulash that's open on both sides. So the Gemara says, if that's true, come on, who are these guys holding like? Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Rabbi Elezer, who are they holding like? Lo kechananya v'lo ketana kama. If you remember, we had a Gemara in Davov, the machlokas in terms of whether what kind of fix you need for an open mavui. According to Chanan, you need a tzuris apesach on one side, neither a lechi akor on the other side. That was Tanakama. According to Chananya, he paskin like Beis Hillel, who said you needed a doorway or a door on one side, rather, and a lechi akor on the other, or tzuris apesach on the other, maybe. Either way, but Lamaisa, nobody here mentions a door. Nobody here mentions that you need to fix both of them. You only talk about one side. You don't mention two sides. So that's what Rav Yehuda says. I'm Rav Yehuda Hachikam, our Hechsher Mavui Sosum Ketzad. Right? What is the Mishnah is talking about a Mavui Sosum, a closed off Mavui that has walls on three sides. So there, how do you fix the fourth side? So there, by Shammai Omrim, Lechi Vekora, Beisel Omrim, O Lechi Okora. Okay, so the Gemara now analyzes both opinions. Beis Shammai Omrim, Lechi Okora. Lameimra, does that mean to say, the Kasabri Beis Shammai Arba Mechizos Daraisa? What is the point of the Lechi and the korah, according to Beis Shammai? That seems to imply that you need a real type of mechitza there, a real closed-off situation, and that would imply that Beis Shammai requires four mechitzos to establish a Rishus HaYachid Midaraisa. What we've been explaining, well, I guess we'll get to what we've been explaining in a second, because that's the maskana of the Gemara, but here the Gemara assumes that maybe Beis Shammai needs to close off all four walls to make it Rishus HaYachid Daraisa. And that's why it requires both of them. So the Gemara says, lo, no, not really. Lizrok mishalosh hud mechayev. Now what does that mean? So literally it means to throw from Rishus Rabim into Rishus HaYachid, into this Mavui, mishalosh hud mechayev. If the Mavui has three walls, you're going to be chayev. Now what's going on? So again, basically that we explained, that the Maskan, the Gemara says, no. Really, like we've explained the whole time, a Mavui is a Rishus HaYachid midoraisa. Mavui is Rishus HaYachid. What's the point of the Lechi, the Korah, the Erev, etc.? Just to either a Heker or a Mechitza, but the point is that this is a Dinder Abanim, that an Erev is a Dinder Abanim. But the Mavui, in terms of its three walls, so that is a Dinder Raisa, it's a Rishus HaYachid, a Midor Raisa. So therefore, if you throw from Rishus HaRabim into the Mavui, the Mavui is Rishus HaYachid Midor Raisa, so that is going to be in Isser Midaraisa, with the Mechayev, Mechayev Kachatos. The Taltel, but to carry in it, says the Gemara, that's Adika Arba, that's until you have four walls, that's Beis Shammai's requirement, that the Dinder Abanan of an Eruv, of closing off a Mavui, is to make that fourth partition, but that's Dinder Abanan, it's not Dinder Arisa. Beis Hillel, remember, we have the same question on Beis Hillel, they say, O Lechi Okora, you need either or. Lema Kasari Beis Hillel, Shlosh Mechitzos Midaraisa. Is Beis Hillel really saying that you need three Mechitzos Midaraisa? Gemara says, "Lo, lizrog mishnayim with the bechayev." No, really, according to Beis Hillel, even two walls, even a mavui mafulash, will be deoraisa if it's open on both sides. Birushiyah deoraisa letaltel adika shalosh, but the carry, so they hold, and that's only until there are three walls, and with a tiny little, you know, adjustment on the other side, right? That's already the adjustment of Beis Hillel. Okay, so again, the Gemara assumes that you know, mavui, as we've been saying, is rishus hayochid midoraisa, and again, this whole eruv thing is a takana midoraban. Okay, Rabbi Elazar said lechayayim, you need two lechis. So the Gemara says ibaylehu Rabbi Elazar lechayayim vikorakamar odilma lechayayim below korakamar. Right? Does that mean when Rabbi Elazar said you need two lechis? Does he leave out the korah, but he means you also need a korah? Or does he really just say you need two lechis and that's it? So Toshma, I'll bring you a proof. Ma'aseh Rabbi Elazar, shalachetzah Rabbi Yossi, ben preda talmido la'uvlin. Rabbi Elazar went to his talmid in Uvlin, as that's a place, Rashi says. U'masau she'yosef b'mabui she'in lo el lechi echad. And he found him sitting in a mabui that only had one lechi. So amalo b'ni, asay lechi acher. He said, no, make another lechi on the other side. Right? Obviously, you can sit there, but to carry in it, right? Okay. It's not usher for you to sit in a mavui, right? Okay, but to carry in it, make another lechi. So amalo v'chilisos mani tarech. So he said to him, what are you talking about? I need to close it off. What, you think I need to close this whole thing? So amalo yistam lavakach. Rabbi Elazar said, what do you mean? Close it off, and who cares? There's no negative, there's no drawback to making another lechi. So we'll get to the proof in a second, but the price is, it goes right there. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, no nech klu beis shami beis hillel, al mavoi shu pakos me'ar ba'amos. Rav Shimon Gamliel brings another opinion in terms of the machogis between beis shami beis hillel in our Mishnah. If you remember, the Talmud said to Rabbi Kiva, the machogis is not if it's less than arba amos, but what did we say in the Mishnah? What did we say in the Mishnah? That everybody agrees that you need something. You need either or. Here, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that according to Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, she'ino tzarech klum, that less than four amos, you need nothing. That's different than what you saw, and we'll talk about that in a second. So, amal nechleku, what's the machlokes? Harachav me'arba amos, v'ar eser, okay, the Beis Shammai omer lechi v'korah, Beis Hillel omer mo lechi v'korah, okay, that's like our Mishnah, that the machlokes is between four amos and ten. So, ketani mi'as, however, the Brisa says, and this is the point we're trying to bring out, that what did Rabbi Elazar say back to his Talmud? Right, he said, "What, I need to close it off?" And Rabbi Elazar said to him, "Ah, but says close it off, and who cares?" So, if you're telling me that Rabbi Elazar Shita is two lechis and a korah on top, okay, that's why he said, "Do I need to close it off?" Because that's really closing it off. But if you tell me that Rabbi Elazar Shita is just two lechis, so Mala Sosma, what do you mean to close it off? With two lechis on either side, a little bit of wood on either side, doesn't really seem like you're making to close something off. You're talking about doors, you're talking about a Tzeres HaPesach. Okay, so Gemara says, no, you can't really prove it. That's not a proof. Because it could have just been relative, right? Probably what you probably guessed. That no, he was saying relatively. It was a matter of speech. Yeah, put another lechi on the other side. Close it off. What's the big deal? I mean, he wasn't really saying halachically close it off. So hakikama, this is what he meant to say. Right? Do you really need to close it with two lechis, but not you know, halachically put a tzuris pesach, a korah on top, etc. So, okay, so there's no proof in terms of what Rabbi Elazar really meant. Okay, now back to what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel just said. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, lo nechlu beis shammai beis hillel, al mavui shapachos me'arba amos, she'ein tzarech klum. Right? Our Mishnah said that, yeah, there's no machlokes, but you need either or. And that's what Gemara says. But matnan, Mishnah Rabbi Shmuel Amar, talmid echad lefnei Rabbi Akiva, lo nechlu beis shammai beis hillel, al mavui shapachos me'arba amos, shunitar o b'lechi o b'korah. Right? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he agrees with this Talmud in the Mishnah, but he agrees with what the machlokes is not. Right. They disagree in terms of what the machlokes is not. Right? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that they both agree that you need nothing, and the Mishnah said that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel both agree that you need either a lechi or a korah. So I'm Rav Ashi, this is what Rav Ashi says. This is what he meant to say. Einu tzarech lechi v'korah ki Beis Shammai v'lo lechayayim ki Rabbi Elazar. So he didn't. What Rav Shimon Gamliel meant to say is that they both agree that they don't need the extra shitas, the extra items required by Beis Shammai and Rabbi Elazar. Ella, rather, what do they hold? Olechi okora kebisilel. That Rabbi Shammai is moded to bisilel, that you need either or. Okay, that's exactly what our Mishnah said. So therefore, there's no stira between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Talmud that spoke in front of Rabbi Akiva. Okay. Vikama. And now the Gemara says, how much? What do you mean, how much? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi's all the way up on the third line here. Yehe pachos rokfo me'arva amos v'yitzarech tikkun. At what point do you no longer need a tikkun in a mavui? Meaning we said from four amos and down, Beisel Beshamai agree that you need either a lechi or a kora. At what point do you not need to do anything? At what point is there no fix required? So Amarav, Amarav Achli, sorry, V'itema Rav Echiel, says ad arba, until four. And this should be not four amos, but four tfach. Until four tefachim, there you don't need anything. And again, we're talking about the entrance to the mavui. If it's four tefachim wide, so then you don't need to fix it. Amarav Sheshes, Amarav Yirmiyah, Bar Abba, Amarav Modim Chachamim, Amarav Elazer. Okay, so that's the end of that. So now, Amarav Sheshes, Amarav Yirmiyah, Bar Abba, Amarav Modim Chachamim, Amarav Elazer, but Pasei Chatzer. The Chachamim are Modis Rabbi Elazer that by a Pasei Chatzer you need two. L'chayayim. Now, what's a pas echatzer? So Tosas already points out that a pas is a lechi. But we use the word lechi by a mavui, by an alleyway, and we use the word pas by a chatzer. Again, a chatzer is just a yachid that's enclosed on four sides, maybe it has a hole in it or whatever. So the chachamim are moded to Rabbi Elazar, meaning Beis Hillel, rather, that you need a lechi on both sides of an entrance or an opening into a chatzer. Okay, Rav Nachman Amar Halach Rabbi Elazar bePasei Chatzer, and Rav Nachman says, sure enough, that by a chatzer you do need both lechis, a lechi on each side. Now the Gemara at the end of today's daf is going to discuss, well, okay, great. How do you tell the difference between a mavui and a chatzer? Right, if the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar by a chatzer that you need a lechi on both sides, and by a mavui, obviously we have all the sorts of shitas that you need less than that. So, what's the difference between a chater and a mavui? So, the Gemara will discuss that soon. Okay. Fine. Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, man modim. Who agrees? I mean, who? When we say they agree with Rabbi Elazar, so that's Rebbe. That's Rebbe, who we're going to quote in a second. Halacha michal de pligi. And you're telling me the halacha is like him, implying that people disagree with him. So man polig, who's the one who disagrees with Rabbi Elazar? That's the Chachamim. That's as we'll see in a second. The Tanya, like we learned there, Raisa, chatzer niteres v'pas echad. A chatzer is mutter if you have one lechi. Again, a pas is a lechi. If you have one lechi at the entrance of the chatzer, and Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says b'shnei pasim, that you really need two pasim. Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chatzer Tzricha Shnei Pasim. And sure enough, Rabbi Yochanan also says that a Chatzer needs two lechis. Amar Rabbi Lei Rav Zera the Rav Asi, so me, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hachi, did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? V'ha'at Hadamras Dimish Mei Rabbi Yochanan, you told me in Rabbi Yochanan's name that Pasi Chatzer Tzricha Shnei Ben Arba, that you need four tfachim on the lechi of the Chatzer. Right, it needs to be wide. It has to be four tefachim wide. V'chitema arba mikan v'arba mikan. You're telling me you need two lechis that are four tefachim wide? That's really big. V'atanya revada bar avimi kamei d'rabi chanina. V'amila kamei d'rabi chanina ben papi. Okay. Ketana be'eser gdola be'achadisrei. If you remember that case where you had one small chatzar leading into a big chatzar, and it was one, the small chatzar was 10 almost wide, and the big chatzar was 11. So again, we said originally that the way we understood it was there was three tefachim on one side, three tefachim on the other side, and our whole suggestion was maybe this should work because of nirim b'chutz v'sham b'fnim, because you have two lechis, two pasim, one on either side. Well, if you take one on either side, so then there are three tefachim each. You're telling Rabbi Yochanan holds that the pasim need to be four tefachim each? Well, that whole gemara doesn't work. So how do you explain this stira between Rabbi Yochanan and that with this sheet over here, right? He said that Rabbi Yochanan holds that you need four by four, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that you need two pasim. Well, how do you read that Gemara that we read earlier? So Kisalik Rabbi Zera Miyamai, where Rabbi Zera seems to be. This is, I don't know if this is me reading into it, it seems to be that Rabbi Zeira took a trip on the water. Right? Took like a vacation. When he came back from the sea, I don't know if he was traveling or he was going somewhere, but specifically, or maybe he just took a break. Lamaisa, when he came back from some time at sea, so Persha, he explained, Beruach achas me'arba. No, so you only need one lechi that's four tefachim wide. Mishnei ruchos, but you have a lechi on both sides. One second. So then, if you have it on both sides, meaning if you only have it on one side, you need at least four tefachim. Meaning one side of the chatzer. Meaning you have one entrance and you have a lechi on one side of the entrance. So that needs to be dalet tefachim, four tefachim. Mishnei ruchos, but if you have on both sides, so then that's good. Mashu mikan or mashu mikan. Mashu lekan, mashu lekan. You have an option. I mean, you can make either one board that's four tefachim, or you can make a tiny little board on both sides of the entrance. Vaditani Avda Baravimi, and this is what Avda Baravimi taught us, Rebbe, it's Rebbe Shita, Vesavra like Rabbi Yossi, and he holds like Rabbi Yossi, that Gemara over there is Rebbe Shita, who says that you need two lechis, but according to Rabbi Yossi, that says that three tefachim is the size of a lechi and not four, like we just said. Okay, so that's how you understand that Gemara, that's how you understand Rabbi Yochanan's Shita. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yudah, Amar Shmuel, Chatzer Niteres Bepas Echad. According to Shmuel, though, you only need one lechi to be Matir Chatzer. Amar Leah by the Rav Yosef, Mi Amar Shmuel, Hachi the Shmuel, don't really say this, but Amar Leah, Shmuel, Rav Hanani Barshila. Sorry, one second, just lost the place. That's what happens when you look up. Okay. Shmuel said to Rav Hanani Barshila, At Lo Savid Uvda, Ella Oberovdofen, Obishne Pasim. Right? You should not say, I mean, don't paskin, Lo Savid Uvda, don't paskin, that unless you have most of the wall or two lechis. Meaning either most of the open side is wall, meaning if you have, let's say, I don't know, 6 amos, so you have a wall that is 3.1 amos, so that would be fine, or unless you have two pasim, or you have two lechis. But Shmuel never said that you could use one lechi to matir chatzer. So Amalei, v'ana l'yadana de uvda hava bedura de Rav Asa. I don't know, but there was a story about this shepherd's village, we mentioned already once before the Masechta. Lashon yama nechnas l'chatzer hava, and the sea kind of was coming up, right? The embankment, I guess, was the sea was rising tide or whatever it was, and the sea came through the wall of the chatzer, and it was entirely open to the sea, to I guess the Yama Gadol, to the Mediterranean. Also the doesn't have to be. All right, either way, the also the commander of Yehuda, they went to Rav Yehuda, and again, this is Rav Yehuda. This is Rav Yehuda is what did we say before? Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, right? The Talmud of Shmuel. So how did Rav Yehuda paskin in this case where the sea broke down a wall of the chatzer and was coming in, and he said, "Lo etzricha el pas echad. You only need one pas. You only need one board." So that's Shmuel Shita. They only need one. But you see that Shmuel does paskin. They only need one lechi by a chatzer. So I'm like, Loshen Yankamarta, what are you talking about? But the case of a sea, that's different. Because Kalhu Shekelu Chachamim B'mayim. Excuse me. Chachamim, Chazal, were more makil when it comes to water to make sure that people can get to water. Kidiboy Mine Rabbi Tavla. Rabbi Tava asked from Rav, Mechitza Tzuluya Ma'o Shetatir Bechurva, can you make a Mechitza Tzuluya in a Churva? What is that? So, there's a Mechitza Tzuluya, as we'll see in a second, is a Mechitza that is suspended over an area. It's basically, if you can imagine, you have two pieces of wood sticking out into an open area, and you put a flat piece of board on top of it. So that's a mechitza tluya, and do we view that as if it goes all the way down, and that the area underneath is viewed like a rishus ha'yachad, as if it's kind of closed off? So amalei in mechitza tluya materas el b'mayim kal hu shekelu chacham b'mayim. Right, that only works if you have water underneath. And if you remember, we had already in Shabbos a similar case by a boat. Either way, that Chazal allowed people to make draw water on Shabbos from the ocean into the boat. So similar thing over here. If you have a body of water that you need to get to, so you can do this kind of makeshift mechitza tluya. There's an extra kula by the water to allow people to draw water. Let's say you have a well or some sort of fresh water underneath, and you want to get from Shabbos from your house, which overlooks the fresh water. So if you make this suspended kind of mechitza tluya, and then we view it as if the mechitza, the board, goes all the way straight down, right? It has to be dalet by Eser, it has to be 10 by 4, to make it into Rosh Hashayachid. And then you can take it out from the Rosh Hashayachid, take the water up from the Rosh Hashayachid up into your home. But Lamaisa, we see that there's an extra kula by water. So therefore we're left, as the Gemara says, become a kumkasha. So then we're left again back with the kasha between the shitas of Shmuel. Shmuel originally was quoted by saying you need a chater on only. You can need only a lechi on one side of the chater. And then Abai said, what are you talking about? You can either close off most of the entrance or you can have two lechis, but he never said you can have only one lechi. So ki asu Rav Papa Rav Huna Breder Rishuva Mberav Pirshuas, when Rav Papa Rav Huna came back from Rav's Beis Medrash, they explained Meruach Achas Be'arba. If, again, same way we explained before, that you could have an option. Either you can make one lechi on one side, that is Dal Trochim, or Mishte Ruchos Mashulkan, or two lechi. So when he said you could have one lechi, yeah, that's only if it's four tefachim long, or you could do one lechi on each side. Okay. But I still have a problem. Amalei Shmuel Rav Chananya Bar Shila, at lo saver uvda ela ober uvdofen over shnei pasim. Right? What did he say? The Shmuel said to Rav Chananya that this is what you should do: either close off most of the open area or put two lechis. So lamili rov dofen. So what are you talking? If you're telling me that Shmuel's options are either four tefachim on one side or a tiny little nothing whatever lechi on either side, on both sides, so why would he tell Rav Chananya to close off most of the open side in a chatzer? Right, lamili rov dofen. The pas arbasagi, he should have just told them put a pas, a lechi that's four tefachim wide on one side of the opening. Shiva. If you tell me that, yeah, in Echonami, the case was that the opening was seven tefachim wide, and therefore he really was telling him to put a four tefachim wide lechi that would close off most of the open area. That the four tefachim would be most of the open area. Salamili arba. She shouldn't have told him, you don't need four. Bishlosha mashu sagi. Just do 3.1. Well, I guess it really means 3.6, which would be most of the opening. Okay, either way, right? The Amar Rav Achli Vitim Rav Yechiel at Arba. Right, but one second, we said this. What's his last point? Right, meaning up to four tefachim, you don't need any fix. Lamaisa, why did Shmuel say you need to fix up most of the wall? Right, if you tell me that only four tefachim lechi works, so why did he say that you need to close off most of the area? So a couple of answers. Iboy is ema kan chazer kam mavui. So in a kanami that by a mavui it will be fine, but by a chazer it is not fine. Right, by a chazer is more machmir. Again, when Rav Achna said that less than four tefachim you don't need to fix, that's by mavui, not by chazer. So you always need to chazer is more machmir. And therefore, again, the case when Shmuel said that the chatzer was four tefachim, when the chatzer had an opening of seven tefachim, he required you to either put lechi akora or something that was dalet tefachim that closes off most of the entrance. That was by a chatzer, but not by a mavui. Or you could say v'achlai gufay tanaihi. Or actually, this whole concept of Rav Lachlai, that up to four tefachim, you do not need to fix anything. So that is, in fact, a machlokes tanaim. Again, obviously, we don't have that recorded right over here. The Gemara is not going to quote anything machlokes, but it could be that that Shmuel told Rav Chananya to get out of that machlokes and fix off the exit. Meaning, really, according to Shmuel, he holds that, you could have either or. You don't need to close off the entire exit. You could have either four tefachim wide board or a lechi on both sides. But he told him just to get himself out of this machlokas that up to four tefachim. You don't need a fix, just to remove yourself from that machlokas. So that's what he told Rav Chananya to do. All right. Tanur Rabbanan, without the Rabbeisa. Lashon Yam Hanichnas Lachatzer. Let's say the sea is, again, breaks down a chatzer wall. And the sea is encroaching on a chatzer. Ein Mamalan Hemenu B'Shabbos. You cannot get water from that body of water on Shabbos. Even if some of the sea is now inside your chatzer. Elim Kein Yesh La Mechitza Gavoh Asar Tvachim. Unless you have a mechitza that is 10 tvachim high. Meaning that unless you have another mechitza that will separate, you know, that will kind of make, right, the wall is broken, so unless you have a new mechitza to close that chatzar off again. But medvar murim, when is that? Shepir tzaso biyoser me'asar. That's when the break is more than 10 amos. Avala sara, but if it's less than 10 amos, so then in tzara klum, that you don't need anything, and it is mutter to take water from within the within the chatzar, again, because the less than 10 amos is just viewed as an entrance or an exit, and then you have walls on either side, so right, that's already, that's enough to close off a chatzar. Mimalehu, so the Gemara says, Mimalehu de lo mimale. So in the case where it's bigger than 10 amos, you're not allowed to fill up water from the air, from the water to the chatzar. Hatil tulim et altulim. That seems to imply you can actually carry within the chatzar. Right? V'hanifritza, why is that? Why is that true? V'hanifritza chatzar b'milua b'makam asur la. Right, we have an open chatzer more than 10 amos into an area that you're not allowed to carry. Right, it should be also to carry inside this chatzer. This is the whole thing. That's what we've been talking about, a chatzer that opens up into an area that's also. Usually our case is a chatzer into a shusarabim. Here, a chatzer is going into the sea, and a chaname is a carmelis, but the mice, that's still usher. Right, so we should still need some sort of eruv or whatnot, so some sort of fix. Now, the case is, you have gedudim, which is pieces of the wall that are still 10 tefachim high that underneath the water. So yeah, the water has broken down the wall, but there's still remnants of the wall underneath. So that already, once you have 10 tefachim high, pieces of the wall, so that already counts as a mechitza, and therefore you can take some of the water that is, you can carry within the chatzer. Okay. Two dots. Vaiteret. It's Erev Shabbos, but we've got to get to the end of the dot. Amar Yehuda, Mavoi Shulanish Tatfubo, if you have a Mavoi that does not have an Eshtufim Mavos, if you have a Mavoi that is not joined with the chatzeros inside of it. I mean, again, if you remember the original, the basic construction of houses back in the day were houses into a chatzer, into a Mavoi. So to carry within all of them, there's something called the Shtufim Mavos, that you need to join the Mavoi with the chatzer. It's basically an Eruv, just like you would do Eruv Tavshilin, you need a piece of bread or whatever. I forget if it's also a cooked thing. I don't think so. I think that's, if I'm not mistaken, I think that's just by Eruv Tavshilin, but it's definitely a piece of bread. Everybody puts some sort of contribution to an Eruv, some sort of food or whatever. If you do not have this, so then Hechshiru b'lechi. If you've put a lechi, but you didn't have a shituf mavos, so azarik l'tocha chayev. So then, if you throw something from the mavui into the mavui from the shusar abim, you're chayev midaraisa because you're throwing from shusar abim into shusar yachin. Hechshiru b'kora. If you fixed it with a kora, if you fixed the mavui with a kora, then azarik l'tocha potter. If you throw into it, then you're going to be potter, seemingly implying that the kora will make a fourth wall and close it off. One second. Seemingly implying that the lechi will close it off and make it into a shusar yachid, but the kora will not. So the Gemara obviously will discuss all of these, what's going on over here. So maskir let Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet said, one second. Taima delo nishrat fubo. The reason you're chayv midaraisa for throwing from a rabbi into a shusar yachid into a mavoi is because there's no eruv, because there's no shtufim mavos. What are you talking about? If you made an Eruv, even if you put a Kora, you would also be Chayiv? For real? What, this Eruv determines whether the Mavui is Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah? Why is that the determining factor? Eruvin is Dera Rabbanan. We're the chaceros of the masses and the mavoi, the town of Fulash, something that's closed out, right? So the sosum mavoi. Bein ervu, bein shalo ervu, hazorik l'tochen chayev. These are rishus ha'yachid, nidaraisa, right? We said, as we mentioned earlier, that a mavoi is rishus ha'yachid. Why the eruv is a dindarabanan? Why that has nothing to do with its status, nidaraisa. Elei etmar, rather, no, the gemara. Okay, so let's phrase this again. Elei etmar hachi etmar. If it was said, this is what was said. Am Rav Yehuda, mavui she'ino royu l'shituf. A mavui that is not able to do shtufim vos, meaning a mavui that is mefulash. A mavui mefulash, you cannot do shtufim vos. So, hechshiro balachi, if you fixed it with a lechi, yeah, meaning then it to make it into a, the lechi would be the third wall, and now it's a rishus yachid because it has three walls. So then azark b'tocha chayiv. Then if you throw into it, then you're going to be chayiv. Hechshiru b'kora, but if you made a kora at the end, so that's not going to be considered a third wall. And then azark b'tocha potter. And then if you throw it inside from rishus aravin, you are going to be potter. Alma, again, what the implication is, kasavr lechi mishim mechitza v'kora mishim heker, that a lechi will make a mechitza, will make a halachic wall on the side where it is, but a kora is just a heker, is just a reminder for people to realize, but it won't actually create a halachic mechitza. V'chein amar Rabba, and sure enough, Rabba said this, lechi mishim mechitza v'kora mishim heker. Okay, so that just seems to be what we're implying. Rava, Amar Rava says no. Echazem shem heker. Both of them, Alechi and Akora, are both considered to be a heker, and therefore, even if you put Alechi, that would not turn it into a Rishus Yochid necessarily. Esver, you ask you a question. Hold on, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba, the Rava, Hazorik l'mavoi yesh l'lechi chayev in l'lechi poter. If you throw into a mavoi, it seems to be that the lechi determines whether you're chayev mid or aisim mid or rabbanan. You see that a lechi is a mechitza. So the Gemara says, no, ha'achi kamar. This is what he means to say. Einu tzarech el lechi. If a mavui only needs a lechi, meaning it already has three walls, and all it needs is a lechi to fix it, to carry within it, then hazor l'tzoch l'chayit. Then if you throw into it, okay, so that's already a mavui, that's already a shus harabim, already a shus hayachid, before you put the lechi there. Lechi v'davar acher, but if it's mefulash and you need a lechi and something else on the other side, so then as a potter, that already, that's only going to be, that's not considered a rishus hayachid midaraisa, and you're not going to be chayiv if you throw from the rishus rabin into it. Esvei asks you another question on Rava, who says that lechi and korah are both for a hecker. Yasser al kain, more than this. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Mishi ishlo shnei batim, mishnei siti rishus rabim. If you have, again, the case we quoted in Masechta Shabbos, and once earlier in our Masechta here in Erevin, if you have two houses on each side of the rishus rabim, osalech mikan velech mikan, okor mikan v'kor mikan, you can make a lechi or a korah on both sides, v'nosim v'nosim v'emsa. You can carry between your two houses through the rishus rabim. Because that, again, some of that's enough to make Rishus Sayachid. So below, so he said to him, no, the Chacham said, what are you talking about? Ema Arvin Rishus Arabim Bekach. We don't make Eruvin and Rishus Arabim. Well, again, but what is Rabbi Yehuda? He considers, right, the area between the houses to be Rishus Sayachid because you put a lechi or a korah there. So it seems to imply that a lechi will make mechitza. So the Gemara says, no, Hasan kam Rabbi Yehuda, shtei mechitzos de'araisa. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds like Beis Hillel, or the suggestion earlier that we had, maybe according to Beis Hillel, so I shouldn't say that. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that two mechitzos will make something into a rishus hayachid. So the machlokes is not whether you can be a ma'ariv or rishus harabim. It's just that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if we have two houses on either side of rishus harabim, that's the space between them is rishus hayachid. So therefore, the lechi is only a heker, like Rava had said. Okay. Now, the Gemara is going to define, like we promised, how do you define a lechi, a mavui or a chatzer, right? What's the difference? How can you tell what is what, right? As we said before, a chatzer and a lechi have different requirements in terms of closing them off and being allowed to carry within them. Right? A mavui could be just a tiny one lechi or a korah or whatever, and a chatzer needs either, as we said before, either a lechi that's four tefachim wide or it could be a lechi on both sides, according to Shmuel, but either way, how do you define what's a lechi and what's a keep on doing that. How do you define what's a mavui and what's a chatzer? So Amar Yehuda Marav, mavui she'arko kerochbo, eino nitar b'lechi mashu. If you have a mavui that is a square, So that doesn't work with just a tiny lechi, meaning that's considered a chatzer. Amar v'chiyabar ashi amarav, mavui sha'orko karochbo, eno nitar b'kore tafach. If a mavui, again, is a square, right, same idea, you cannot just put a kora. Right? You need, again, that a kora is only for a mavui, not a chatzer. Amar avizera kama mechavnin shmaita disave. How good are these statements, how precise are these statements of the chevra, of the older chevra? He explains, and we jumped the gun a little bit, but when a mavui is a square, so that's a chotzer. So a chotzer in an interest, but a korah, and a chotzer does not work. You can't just put either one lechi or a korah by a chotzer, elim pasar ba. But I guess the way we paskin is that you need a lechi that's four tefachim wide. So you can't just put a small lechi or a korah by a chotzer. I'm Rabbi Zera, ikashili hakashili. Well, I still have a kasha. Right, they have a high lechi kapas mashuv in history. So why don't we say that this lechi will make a mutter, or why make a mutter by a chatzer? So ashtem mithte hada amar v'asi amar v'yochanan pasi chatzer tzuchen shei b'em arba. Because, so he said, he forgot that, again, we quoted Rabbi Yochanan, who said that a lechi of a chatzer needs to be at least four tefachim. So you know, that's why we don't allow just a tiny lechi to carry in a chatzer. So Rav Nachman said, Naktinan, we hold, that, I mean, it literally means we've taken, but the halacha is, Ezu mavoi shenita b'lecha b'korah, what kind of mavoi is mutter with just a lechi or a korah? Kol she'orko yeser al rochbo, anything that is rectangular. V'vatim v'chatzeros b'zukul nesocho, and you have houses and chatzeros and courtyards, as we said before, that empty into it. And how do you define a chatzer that requires a four tfachim lechi? Kol shemerubas, anything that's a square. So the Gemara says, merubas in a gula lo, what, it has to be a square? What if you have some weird dimensions, it's not going to be a chatzer? So how can it come? This is what he needs to say. I arko yoser al rachbo, if the length is greater than the width, havele mavli. Meaning, if it's rectangular in any amount, then it's going to be a mavui. Below, so how do they chotzer? Then it's considered a chotzer. Vekama, how much must the length or the width exceed the other dimension? How rectangular does it have to be? So Sav Shmuel, lemeimar adiika pishnayim barachba. Shmuel thought that a mavui has to be at least twice as long as it is wide. And Amar Lei Rav, and Rav said to him, no, Hakik Amar Habibi. Habibi was Rav's uncle, Rabbi Chiya. Avilu Mashu, it could be any amount. So if it's any type of rectangular structure, so then that's going to be judged as a mavui. And then you can have a kula to put either a lechi that's not for tefachim or a korah, etc., etc. Okay, Shkoyah Kol Rabosa, have a good and chodesh Elul. Have a great, great Shabbos, and we'll go right there on the Hilgishas. Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.